Today, our teaching on the blessing will be about receiving your inheritance of the blessing. We have to believe God's word, God's promises are true in order to receive anything from heaven, and that includes the blessing. I want you to know that God is moving us into our promised land of the blessing. Now, with this promise of the blessing, we are going to have to believe that God's word is true, because we don't want to be like the children of Israel in the wilderness who didn't believe, and they died in the wilderness without going into Canaan and taking God's promises. So we need to believe God, that he cannot lie. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. We must make sure that we are developing our faith in God's promise of the blessing, and that God cannot lie, and that his word is true. I want to share with you Romans 3, verse 3 and 4. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. I don't care what God has promised us, even if it sounds too good to be true, let God be true. When we read about the blessing, we have to make up our minds that God's word is true, and God's word of the blessing is true. We are going to learn that it is the blessing we are going to trust in to increase us financially and in everything, instead of money and what we can do or others can do for us. And so we have to believe that God cannot lie. Isaiah 55:11 tells us, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. In other words, when God speaks something, then it is going to happen, because nothing can resist the word of God. Nothing in your life can resist the word of God. The Bible is God speaking to us. Say that. God's word is God speaking to me. So God's word on the blessing that you release with your words should not come back to you void, but it is going to work. So for the blessing to work, we have to decide that God cannot lie, and God is final authority, and what he said is true. When it doesn't look like the blessing in our lives, we are not going to be moved but by the word of God, because when God spoke light in the darkness, all the then darkness left the earth. God said, the blessing of the Lord, it truly makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. Then you can be assured the blessing is truly making you rich right now, because God said so. Not man, but God said so. When we're talking about the blessing, we have to realize that the promise of the blessing is unreasonable to the natural mind. The natural mind will try to get in the way and steal from us the promise of the blessing. Hebrews 4:1-2. Let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The gospel to the natural carnal mind is not reasonable. The children of Israel, with their intellectual minds, wouldn't believe the report of Joshua and Caleb, but instead believed an evil report. They couldn't take the promised land because of giants and didn't get to go in to possess it. An evil report is one that doesn't agree with God's word. Let me say that again because it's so important to remember. An evil report is one that doesn't agree with God's word. So we have to check it out. Is this a good report, a faith report in the word of God? Or is it an evil report that doesn't agree with God's word? And especially concerning the promise of the blessing. This promise of the blessing is going to be unreasonable to the natural mind. But believe it anyway, because you can believe with your heart and not your head. The blessing might sound too good to be true to your natural mind, but decide you are going to believe it anyway. That's what I've decided to do. And believe me, like everyone else, my natural carnal mind comes against the belief of the blessing of the Lord. We have to make up our minds when we are talking about the blessing or any other promise of the Word of God that receiving the blessing will require a fight of faith. Satan has vowed to rob you and me and stop us from receiving the blessing and everything else that belongs to us, that God has promised us, that are in our promised land. So believe God and trust God's word and get ready for a fight for everything that you get. Faith is the only guarantee you will receive and enjoy the blessing. This fight for the blessing you are going into is with opposition you can't win on your own. The devil is there to resist you, so God is expecting you to use faith to fight and resist him. He is going to tell you that you can't live under the blessing, so you need to tell him that he is a liar and the truth is not in him. God expects you to win this battle. You are going to whip the devil with a smile on your face, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you understand that faith shifts the battle to God, for God's hand to move on your behalf for your win, and so you are going to be cool while God moves on your behalf and gets it done for you. Praise the Lord. You're already declared the winner. That makes it easy to fight the fight of faith and not let the devil take anything from you with all of his deception. Now, all of what I'm sharing with you about the blessing, you need to mix it with faith. And so make sure you take the word of God I share with you on the blessing and put it in your mouth and begin start saying it and saying it and saying it continually. When you're saying it, you're writing it on your heart, and it will talk to you, and it will bless you, and it will encourage you for the win.